to give all your love, to love me with everything, soul, mind, and strength. And because we have given to this ruling power, we have no strength for Yahweh. We have no energy for him. And he says to Israel, he said, now because of the abomination, as I brought out to us last night, Zephaniah, he prophesied, he spoke of the time. And Manasseh was a ruler. He was born under this vile, corrupt kingdom. The mindset had become so corrupt. They had turned so far away from Yahweh that even the vile, abominable deeds, they counted them right. They built the high towers to go beyond the law of Almighty Yahweh, that they may unseat him, that they may establish their own riches, their own power, their own wealth, and not the wealth of Almighty Yahweh. The wealth of Yahweh begins with his understanding and his wisdom. There's nothing more powerful than that wealth. And so the deity Gad and many, that is the strength. It is just almost like a camouflage power today. That is, they're just camouflage under capitalism and democracy. But their power is still today. It exists. And we see it in the symbolism of America. That's why this thing that happened here in this country, it shut the world down. There was nothing flowing from the nations of the world for days. It shut the stock markets down. The knees seeing all the stock markets, they were shut down. Everything, the currency dropped. The currency all over the world dropped. Now, who do you think made money on that? Those that are the controlling powers, the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness. Those that control the spiritual wickedness in high places. They are the ones. Because they have given their allegiance unto the powers of hell. And because we, the people of Yahweh, because we have not totally committed, and our allegiance is not with him, we want to try to hold on to a little democracy and a little capitalism. We want to try to ascertain some of that. And yet the truths of Yah, they have no power in our lives because there's no love for him at all. Zephaniah, who says, as he's led by Almighty Yahweh, there shall be great trials. There shall be great tribulations and there shall be a fierce trial that shall try the people of Yahweh. And the true Israelite believers, they will go through. Only the true Israelite believers, they are the only ones that are going to go through. And that is why the words of Zephaniah spoken, he is the one that guards Israel. His words shall guard the mind, the love of Israel against Gad, many of the powers that rule in the earth today. And without the words and the spirit of the words of the prophet, the Nabi, that your mind, your love will never be guarded against the intruding powers of darkness. And they come to take the pinnacle, the seat of authority. Do you know it was one thing that Jotham did? He took Hamashiach up into the mountains. Does the scripture says that? Yes. To show him all the kingdoms in a moment of time. He said, all this power, the honor, the splendor will I give to you. Just bow down and worship me. When people come to the mountain of the gods here in this nation, they look back and say, I do not want that because there's a beauty here. There are riches here like no other nation. And so you must bow, you must give, you must surrender all unto the power of Gad and Menai. You must give your sons and daughters. They rape them. They turn them into perverts. They destroy their minds. They got the power of witchcraft in these old games today. I watched a young boy today. It's amazing because the last time I was in Walmart, he was there playing the game. He had on the very same thing today that he had on the last time. And it kind of baffled me. I say, wow, this kid was here the last time. Same black tennis shoes, black sweatpants hanging off his butt. A white t-shirt, a black do-rag, and a black cap, looking like this orangutan. that his mind was twisted and he was playing the game, talking to the game. And I said that, yeah, I just said it wasn't the game that I was watching. I did not want to be conspicuous. I was really watching the kid. I was watching, and he was probably about 18 years old, 17, 18. And I'm watching him because I say, my, look at this guy. His whole animation, everything about him was control. Everything. And so they have set up these gods and these subclasses of gods. And they began to control the minds of your children from birth. With their little fanny wanny little things that these gods, the Thors and the mighty men, they put them on their drawers today. The little girls' panties and all that. And you bought that damned up a trash for your children. It's an offering unto the deities of hell. It's not cute. It's damnable. It's wicked. It's foul. And open them up to those spirits. So you go get your little daughter some little Barbie dolls. What's the little Jezebel, the Barbie doll? What's it? What is it? Ken and who? Barbie. So you go get her some Barbie panties. She's been a slut all her life. And so you put these things, you don't have to say help me, yeah, but it's still the truth. You all can't buy me, all right? This I'm going to speak. I know what I'm speaking. And so what it does is open up their minds. They control them for birth. And this ignorant generation think, well, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I know democracy is the power. But democracy teaches you that. The demons of democracy say you rule. Demos. Kratos. Demos. The people. Kratos in the Greek form. Rule. So it tells you, you rule. So I pick and choose. I get what I want. And then they began to move them into the witchcraft spirits with the little dolls and the little teddy bears and the little things that they talk to. And they began to talk to those little things and they began to animate with them like it's alive. I'm telling you, you're dealing with powers. You're an ignorant generation. And that's the truth. That's the truth. They began to talk with them. And there are children that have shared these things, have told me to do this. They got movies whereby these little beasts talk to them, the children. And they began to talk to them and began to convince them. It's a spirit of witchcraft. It's a spirit of demonology. You see, that's what this democracy, that's what the demon, that is what the gates of the gods opened. They open up every tier of every god. And there's no tier of gods in this nation that is not open, brothers and sisters. It is not open. And Shaitan, he controls every aspect because he keeps the mind. Think about your days. Think about your days. He keeps the mind far removed from the testimony of Yahweh, from the hope, the tikvah, from the promises of Almighty. We never think about that. We don't. We only have hope. We don't have the tikvah of life only in this lifespan. That's why this is a generation of miserable people. That's why it's very miserable. And so, Minai, Midi says, I have fortunes for you. Your fate is based upon this capitalist power. And so we want you to play the lottery nine, the lucky nine, the Powerball. And they go by the millions. They spend billions of dollars. $200 million seems like a lot, doesn't it? It is. But then they spend billions and billions. 27 state Powerball. This is only this spirit of Midi. Minai says, bring the offerings, my children. Come. Bring. And they come and they come. Even trying the minds of Israel. If I play it and nobody knew it, I hid it. Well, I would give it to Yah. Nah, you would give nothing. You're deceived. You're taken under the power of that. And it will corrupt you even the greater. That's what it does. That's what it does, brothers and sisters. That's the power of this Minai. She controls the nations of the world. She controls the people of this nation. And so every 3 months, a feast time, they will have their Powerballs. 27 states. And of course they know what numbers they are, and they don't allow them out. And it always deals with numbers too. They are not the Kodash numbers of Yah. They deal with numbers, they deal with a numerology of a demology. You understand that's what they deal with. And they know exactly, and so they cause this frenzic of the mindset of people, this covetous greed. It's 200 million, what can I buy with that? They forsake their children, their welfare, their homes. That's the truth. You must give all unto the powers that be, and that is what democracy cries for. She takes your children and trains them to rebel against you and Yahweh. She takes your wife and corrupts her, whereby she has no beauty at all. She takes some beauty as some fictitious, fake outward appearance. I showed this young girl today. It was very sad because when I left Walmart, she was in there. When I went over to GNC, something I wanted to pick up for Brother Kevin, she was there as well. And she was so phony and fake. She had this hair. It was down to here. She was a girl of color. She had on pants so tight. Well, when she was in Walmart, there was an Arabic boy. He looked at it. Because there was such a foul burning of wickedness in this little thing. You could see it. And you saw this hubris attitude. She got this all this false hair weaved in. Nothing that's genuine. Nothing that's real. She got this false look. That's all it is, brothers and sisters. It's one thing about the look of Yahweh. It's the beauty of meekness. And that's why he covered the people of Yahweh with meekness and with the ruah of salvation. That is not of Yah. It is of hell. It is of the power of darkness. And I stood there. I told her, come on by, because Sister Roberts, I said, look at it. Come on, past the street. I stopped the vehicle. And you could see this vile, wicked, pseudo-image of hell. Oh, I see things beyond the flesh, brothers and sisters. That's just the way I look at things. I don't see the natural thing. I see something that control the outward thing of man. And that's what the enemy has done. That is what the spirit of democracy. I want to look like this. We don't want to look like Yahweh. We don't want the Kodesh nature of Almighty Yahweh. And that's the power of Minai. I want to look rich. I want to look like I'm someone. I want to look like a son of Yah. That's what I want to look like, a warrior of Almighty Yahweh. I don't want to look at the ball players. I don't want to look like the rappers. I don't want my pants hanging off my buttocks. I don't want my wife looking like some slutty Jezebel. Some false thing. I don't want to look at it like that. I don't care if it's hair, if it's nappy as they come. That's all right. I have no problem with that. I want it to be genuine. I don't want this false image. It's this false image of the queen of the Shemayim, the queen of the heavens, this Jezebel. And that is what the Spirit does. It promotes over the beauty of Almighty Yahweh. And that's what this thing we call the whore church. That's what it is. It's a whole. And it's not the Spirit. The Spirit of Yah doesn't do all that. I want to read one more scripture before I close. He says in Zephaniah 1, listen, verse 17. Yahweh says, and I will bring distress upon men. And they shall, now this is Yahweh talking, and they shall walk like blind men. They have sinned against Yahweh, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. They have sinned. We know when a man sins, he transgresses the Torah. When a man rejects Yahshua and the life and the power of Torah, he sins a sin. I don't care what these perverts tell you, unto death. He's removed away from Yahweh. The spirit of Ichabod comes. And then there is no spirit of life in the man at all. And there is no power that be that take away the spirit of life like democracy and capitalism. Yahweh's not going to rule by democracy. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. His Torah is not going to be broken. His ways and statutes are not going to be broken. Democracy, demos, kratos, I rule and the people. I will establish my wealth, and it's not the wealth of Yah. I would not give him any kind of accreditation. No credit. Because I've done it on my own strength. And it is not the strength of Yah. May he help you tonight. May he strengthen you. May he cause your heart to be fat. And that you search out true repentance. You prepare yourself for the meeting of your Maker. It is coming. The days are closer than when we first began. The enemy may tell you it's a long time on, but it's near. It's nearer than when you first believe. And it is right at the door. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your levim. To meet Almighty Yahweh. Prepared. This system today never prepares you for that. May Yahweh help you all. We'll be here tomorrow, 97. Hallelujah. And I will continue. Zephaniah, who speaks? We'll get into the depths of that, all right? You all just be patient with me. I know I may start this way and I may get a little raggly and I may venture off to this way, but that's all right. It will all culminate when it's finished. You will know it's the truth. And if it's not the truth, reject everything. If you don't sense the spirit of truth on this preacher, reject it. Don't come back. I don't care who you are. Flee for your soul. You don't sense that. You know, they didn't sense that what Zephaniah who spoke, that it was of Yahweh. That one of the prophets. That's why they killed him in Jerusalem. That's why they did that. And this generation does the same thing. May Yahweh bless you. You that are listening, may he strengthen you. May cause your heart to be enlightened. I do hope, Brother Jerry, that you are listening tonight. He called me and said, Pastor Roberts, there's nothing coming through. I don't hear nothing. I was about to say, Brother Jerry, I'm going to go in the tabernacle. Right? It was about 5 after 7 he called. He says, nothing coming through, Pastor Roberts. Nothing. So there are those that are out there that are listening. We pray, Yahweh, we bless them. And we pray strengthen them. And Pastor in Chicago contacted me. And he said, someone told him about the website. He began to listen. And my, the Yahweh has blessed him. So he won't like to come and visit us here. We will trust Yahweh for that. There are people that are listening, brothers and sisters. They're hearing. Maybe it's just a small remnant. They're hearing. And they're being made free from the bondage of this religious system that destroys. That's all it does. If we love Yahweh, how much you say, if you love me, then keep my words. Do what I tell you. If we love Yahweh, we will do what he tells us. There will be no question about it. We'll do it faithfully and wholeheartedly. May he bless you all. Be encouraged. May he strengthen you all. Bless you all that are listening. Let us stand to our feet. In all things we do, bless you, our precious Abba. We pray for your people scattered throughout the nations of the world. We pray for Pastor Haji and all the brothers and sisters there with him. We ask you to strengthen the Sister Darton. All those that are Sister Laura and the children. I pray for her health of mind and her spirit, Yahweh. Pray for Brother Dolph as you touch him and give him strength, Yahweh. You are a healer. We trust you for all things. Just touch him and give him the strength that he needs. Give us all that strength. I need it, Yahweh. I thank you for all things and I bless you for your beauty. I thank you for bread today that you give it unto us. I thank you for all things. I bless you that we're able, with a small amount of finance, everything is taken care of, Yahweh. No burden upon your people that live here. None whatsoever. No pressing burden for finance and money. Because you supply all of our needs according to riches and honor in Yahshua HaMashiach. And we trust you in all things. And his people cried, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.